At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Copples Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Is this thing on? I better calm down. Is this thing on?
Yes, sir.
Back it on up. Is this thing on? It's the captain. It's the ticket. It's 93.7. I got Rico in the building. Nick must have the day off.
Nick is out at the football press conference right now.
What? Yeah. He getting some sound bites?
Because Frost is talking today instead of his usual Wednesday.
What?
So maybe that means something.
Change up the game a little bit, man.
Maybe that means something. I don't know.
Everybody going to be there? That's a pretty
seems
big press
like
conference.
Oh, yeah. Seems like it.
You know, I'm glad we did that because I got a lot of bites today. There's a lot of sound bites going to be going on around here.
We'll see. Hopefully today. Nick brings some sound bites back, too.
We are waiting on Nick. He was scurrying on out of here, and I'm like, dang, Nick, he didn't even wave.
He got in here, and he was like, should I go to the press conference? And Mark's like, yeah. He's like, okay, I'm going to go to the press conference. So there he is.
At the press conference.
Doing his thing.
Come on, man. We need good stuff, Nick. Don't forget that.
He's not listening.
He is listening.
He's probably out of his car already. He's probably already there. Yeah, he's probably already there.
He's not like me where I keep it on my phone.
He's got to use his phone to record. I don't know if he took a recorder, so he's going to put his phone up there to record, you know, whoever's talking.
Dang, man.
Then you email it to yourself. Then you pull it up over here.
Spring game.
Cut it up.
Spring game.
Sprang.
Spring game.
Spring game.
Spring game coming up soon, Saturday.
What are you looking forward to?
I want to see the running backs go absolutely ham. I want to see the offensive linemen, Nwaley, Brandt, Beinhart, all those guys gel together and play as one unit and destroy the defense. Destroy the black shirts. Absolutely, positively destroy the black shirts.
If the offensive line destroys the defensive line, is that more of an indictment on the defense, or is that the offensive line is doing so well?
It's not an indictment on anybody. It's the offensive linemen are doing their job.
But then the defensive line isn't doing their job,
well,
right?
Sometimes that happens. But you know what, doggone it? We got to be able to control the game with our run game first, and then everything else will play off of that. So run game first, run game first, mm-hmm. run game, pop, play action. All of a sudden, you got 33 running by himself, catching the ball.
He's been showing out.
Easy, easy breezy, okay? I'm telling you right now, look out for the Ant.
The Ant-Man?
The Ant-Man. Look okay. out. I mean, I just – the way he's
is it his,
himself.
Is it his turn?
And put himself in position to maybe earn the starting spot. And I think mm-hmm. even if he don't, he's going to get his lion's share of the carry. So I just look forward to seeing what he's going to do. I want to see him run a couple of long ones. You kind of get spoiled a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, for me, I know we are right offensively if we are running for 30, 40, 50-yard touchdown drives. Now, defensively, does that say something? They lost a lot.
They did.
I'm not expecting for the defense to gel already. There's a bunch of key pieces that still have yet to come. I mean, you got the linebacker coming in for spring. You know, he's not going – he's coming to our spring. And so there's some pieces that's still missing defensively mm-hmm. that I think if we – I think we can get some pieces and plug them in there that it will give us a different look on defense.
Okay. So, you know, we're just talking defense, we're talking offense. Going back to the running backs, what – in your eyes, based off of last season and what we saw from Yant, what would you say was the weakest part of his game that he needs to improve on to get this chance to be the starter?
Well, I just think going hard all the time. I think going into contact. I think, you know, ball technique. If I had to pick a couple more, it would be, you know, maybe running with a lower stance, mm-hmm. you know, body lean and
he's
leverage.
A tall guy.
Yeah, he's bigger, and everybody that they try to get after your legs. Mm-hmm. They try to, you know, come bang you up, bang you out, and you want to be able to protect your legs as a running back. And the ball technique gives you a weapon because that outside, that inside hand is free, and it can serve so many different ways. Whether that's a stiff arm, whether that's a lift, it can do so many different things. So I think the nuances of his game, the ABCs of football, getting back to the fundamentals of being a great running back, I think will help him. I think Coach Applewhite and the thing that he has, all those running backs, the entire room is better. Mm-hmm. You know, running it out 30, 40, 50 yards down the field, you have to be trained to do that. So now you go and you're in practice. Most of the times you're taking 3 and 4 reps at a time. So you just break off a 30, 40-yard run and you score it, mm-hmm. you got to jog back. Having the endurance to jog back, jump back in there, and say they give you the ball again. Guess what you got to do? Hit it again all the way down to the end zone, like I'm going to do you, and then jog back. So I think that endurance, having that part of the game, I think that entire room is – there's going to be a difference, and we'll be able to see it in their play.
Okay, okay. So, you know, I did the Sunday Morning Pancake Show with Nori and Brant, and I asked them, you know, the competition between the wide receivers and the DBs. We heard Travis Fisher and Mickey Joseph talk before spring practice started for winter conditioning, that, you know, you weren't there to make friends, that those two units were going to go against each other, they were going to battle it out. So I asked Brant and Nori how the battle between the offense and the defensive line was going, and they said it was going great. I asked them, you know, who was not the best defensive lineman, but who was the toughest person to block, and they both said Nash Hutmaker, who was, they were like, he's strong, and you try to move him, and he just digs in, and he kind of stands his ground, which is exactly what you want in a nose tackle. And then Colton Feist, the defensive lineman out of UTAN, they said surprisingly he's stepped up. He kind of dealt with some injuries earlier in his career, but he's stepped up, and he's making, you know, some waves in the defensive line room. If you had to pick a defensive lineman that you've got your eye on, who are you going to be looking at in the spring game?
I'm looking at the entire room. I can't pinpoint one guy, because one guy to me hasn't set himself aside. I think set himself as the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, and for me, you only can do that in live competition. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who's in that room. I have no idea. I know what we lost. And so I don't want to peg or you know, pinpoint one guy. I'm looking for multiple guys in that room to step their game up, to be able to help us inside. Because, listen, if you can't control the line of scrimmage in the Big Ten, you know what time
it's over.
Right?
Yeah.
Because most teams that win in the Big Ten have running games. So I'm looking for these guys to be able to stop the run, but somebody's got to make a play outside of what they're normally used to doing. Mm-hmm. See, there's one thing to be a football player. There's another thing to be a playmaker. That's someone, you know, we talked to Johnny Rogers. And what made Johnny Rogers great is his ability to make people miss, his ability to find the end zone. And I'm not saying that he didn't have guys that helped him get there, but I tell you what, a lot of what he did was individual effort. Mm-hmm. You can't coach that.
No.
You either got that or you don't. And when I say you can't coach it, you can coach it in practice as far as going hard. Some of the cuts and some of the dips and dashes and holes that these players find has nothing to do with what you taught them. It has to do with the fact that they've been doing it 150 miles an hour, and it's second nature to them. Mm-hmm. You know, so
they're used to that movement because they've done it before.
Correct.
It's hard to teach somebody how to do some of the things you see on Johnny. The a lot of the moves he makes to get out of tackles and to break free and honestly to set up some of the blocks are not really things that you can coach. It's just things that come naturally to him and come naturally to a playmaker like that. To me, on the defensive line, I'm going to be looking at Casey Rogers and Ty Robinson because you noticed Ty Robinson during the season last year, he would have flashes of, oh my gosh, this guy is really good. And then there were a couple plays that he might take. Not that he would take them off, but it seemed like he wasn't all the way into making that play. Mm. But then the very next one, you'd see him shove an offensive lineman to the ground, shove a running back to the ground, get to the quarterback or get to the running back, whoever had the ball, and, you know, stop him for a loss. And he's excited and he's hyped. And then, again, it's like a little trying to catch his breath on the next play. So I want to see his conditioning and see where he's at. I know you know it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to see a whole bunch of that in the spring game, but just to see if he can go multiple plays, making plays, will be a good sign. And then Casey Rogers, the guy who was injured for probably the first half of the season, they got him back. They were talking about, you know, he's one of our better pass rushers. When we get him back, it's going to be different. So I want to see if he can stay healthy. And in this spring game, I want to see how he does getting around the offensive line, if he can put any type of pressure on the quarterback, and hopefully – If he can, if it looks good from him, hopefully this season he can stay healthy. You can have those two, and then whoever they decide, you know, you've got Marquise Black on the inside as well that they're trying to get in that defensive tackle, but then you've got Nash Hutmacher, the former wrestler from South Dakota with the strong lower body who they say can lift the entire weight room. The defensive line lost a lot of production. But they've got some young guys in there who I think can make some plays and be a big difference for this defensive line, for this defensive unit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the spring game. I'm looking forward to seeing which one of those guys step up, which one of those guys get to the quarterback, which one of those guys force Coach Whipple or whoever, you know, is calling the plays to do something different. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the kind of guy that we need to step up. You know, whether it's Rogers, one of those younger guys, somebody in the room needs to take over the room, mm-hmm. and say, "This is my room. You're coming into my house. You guys, let's go and start hitting people in the mouth." I mean, that simple as that. They got to get off of blocks. I'm looking for that, to get off blocks. Who knows how to rush the quarterback, and who can get after it? Who can stop the run? Got to have run stoppers, mm-hmm. you know. So there's a lot of questions in that defensive tackle room, and even the defensive end room that has to be answered.
Mm-hmm. We're just gonna stay on the defensive side of things. The linebackers, they've got a lot of people returning, so we can, count that out as you know, that's just gonna be locked down. That's what's gonna happen. But you know, you've pretty much got the guys who you've got the four.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Guys who started last season, all back last season, this year.
Who? Who you got?
You've got Garrett Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
You've got...
I count him still as a defensive end, but go ahead.
I mean, yeah, but he's an outside linebacker. You've got Luke Reimer.
Reimer?
I
like Reimer.
You've got from Burke.
Heinrich.
Yep, Nick Heinrich. And then you've got Caleb Tanner.
Yeah,
you've got your four.
You've got the top four, but you got to have backups.
Yeah,
you have
Kolarovich, the transfer from Northern Iowa, who at the time was a highly rated transfer. He's still there. I think they have him kind of working in that JoJo Doman role. But then you've got, you know, all the other people that are working there as well. You've got a couple freshmen who are more, not freshmen, like redshirt freshmen, sophomores, who are a little slighter of build, but can still get that. You've got Isaac Gifford. You've got, I'm trying to remember everybody's names right now. It's just escaping me right now for some odd reason. But you've got bodies there in the linebacker room. But like I said, you've got the four starters, so you've got that, and then, you know, what have you with the backups. But what I was going to get to is the defensive backs. How much stock are you going to take into who starts with – I mean, do we know who the number one defense is? How much stock are you going to take into whoever is starting with the number one defense in the defensive backfield?
You got guys coming, you know, and to dismiss those guys would be super dismissive, and I don't want to do that. But at the end of the day, you got to go with the guys you got. So whoever comes out of spring ball to me as the number one corners, number one safeties, are the number one corners and safeties going into the season. Now, whether they keep their position or lose them, that's a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. But at least going in, you know, okay, you're the number one guy, Rico. Mm-hmm. It's your position to lose. So if you lose it, you lost it.
That's on you.
That's on you. You know what is expected. You know what the playbook is. And you know you have to make plays. So I think if a guy's in that position, and you, I don't care who you get in, as long as the guy in front of him that's in the start in pole position, mm-hmm. if he's making plays, it's going to be hard for anybody to come in and beat him. But now, if somebody comes in and is just spectacular, making plays all over the place, mm-hmm. it makes it hard to be like, yeah, I'm going to go with you. No, I'm going with the guy. The best player will play. And I think when you have that mentality that the best player is going to play, I think it gives you the best chance to win.
I mean, you would think so.
Well, I'm just saying.
But then the other thing is you've got to get the best player out there. And you know, in that defensive – at the safety position, I mean, you've got Miles Farmer who – has some snaps at safety. Deshaun Singleton transferred in. Noah Pola-Gates hasn't gotten any run at safety, really, unless it's in mop-up duty.
Nah, he is now.
I love Noah Pola-Gates.
He's my starter right now.
I love Noah Pola-Gates. I really think that he can make a difference.
There's something about him when I watch practice. He makes plays. Mm-hmm. He's just a playmaker. He was a playmaker in high school. So okay. I expected to see him. I know he got hurt, but I think he needs to get some more weight on him. Mm-hmm. But other than the weight aspect, and again, you're playing in the Big Ten Conference, people are going to lean on you.
Yep.
They're going to lean. So if you're not in shape, if you're not packing that punch that you need, then it's going to show in week 8, in week 9, mm-hmm. even week 10. So, you know, with Gates, I think him getting, you know, using after spring ball, using the next 4 months to get his body in the best shape possible is going to be huge for him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this will be his fourth year in the program because he came in with Wandale. If you remember the sure. Under Armour All-American or the Army All-American game, he was the one that laid the lick on Wandale when he was coming across the middle and people freaked out. But, you know, you have him. He knows the playbook. He knows what's going to be asked of him. He just kind of dealt with some injuries earlier in his career. So you've got them. You've got Isaac Gifford, one of the guys that's been working at that JoJo Doman role, that nickel role. Javen Wright, Mason Neiman, Jaleel Martin. Like, those are your safeties. Right now, Miles Farmer's the only one that has, you know, experience at Nebraska at safety. Deshaun Singleton has experience playing safety at Hutchinson Community College, and he's a big body safety, and that's kind of, you know, you get him in there, he kind of reminds you of one of the two safeties that you lost from last season. So you get him in there, maybe he can stop the run, maybe he's a playmaker. I don't know yet, but that's one of the guys that people have kind of just penciled in as a starter.
If we can listen, if Javen Wright is healthy, he will be a phenomenal game breaker for us. Mm-hmm. Because he's long. He can do both. He can tackle. He can play in space. He can cover. And he just gives us a different dimension on defense.
Weren't they talking about moving him down to linebacker?
It'd be sweet. He could play linebacker.
He's 6'4", 210 right now. That's what they have him listed as.
I would still like to see him play that Rover position. I think linebacker.
That nickel spot?
Yeah, I mean, I think he could get it done at linebacker. But I like the nickel. I think his range, he's long, mm-hmm. and he can jump. And so that those attributes give him an opportunity to be a game breaker on the field because he can get to all spots pretty quick. And so I just I hope he steps his game up. I'm looking for Reimer, Heinrich, those starting guys. Reimer,
those guys,
Heinrich, those two in the middle have to have a big year for us to be successful.
Mm-hmm. You've got, you know, like I said, Chris Kolarovich, Randolph Kapai. The linebacker out of Sioux Falls, he was He's long, lanky, speedy. They were excited when they got him. He kind of got a little bit of pub last season, and then I think he ended up getting injured. So that kind of put a shutdown on that. Seth Malcolm, the eight man football player out of Iowa. Again, that was another big get. Ernest Hausman out of Columbus has been making some noise. Mekhi Bayer. Like I said, you've got a lot of bodies there. Garrett Snodgrass, one of the guys, again, working at that nickel spot. You've got people. You've got some very talented people there. But right now, your starters, those two starters, Reimer and Heinrich, they were leading the Big Ten in tackles for a point last season. If those two can stay healthy and can play a lion's share of the snaps, you only have to take them out for little bits here and there, you've got enough people behind them that can pick up the slack. At least in my mind, you've got enough people behind him that can pick up the slack.
They're not proven.
And, well, no, nobody's proven.
Well, and there you go. That's why I said what I said, that I just want to see somebody on defense step outside themselves I'm the guy.
You want proven on defense. It's the starting backers, and it's
you got two people.
Robinson.
You got two.
Quentin Newsom.
I'll give you some of those.
Six people on defense that are proven.
I'll give you some of those guys. But when I say proven, I mean proven to be game breakers, meaning proven to get a fumble, get an interception and take it back. Do something.
Get to the quarterback.
Yeah. Do the unexpected thing that people are thinking you're not going to do. Do that. Change the complexity of the game. Mm-hmm. Get a fumble. Get a turnover. Get some type of. Get a stop in the backfield. Make a big hit. Mm-hmm. Don't let a guy bounce off of you and go for a 40. You know what I'm saying? Stop a guy in his tracks and then do something that we can say, whoa, did you see that? You know, the Terrell Farley's – and it wasn't just Terrell, but I highlight him because he did some plays where we all were saying, whoa, did you just see that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we didn't know he was going to do. It just happened.
Yeah.
You know, because he is a playmaker. He's a ball hawk. So somebody, like I said, in a perfect world, we would like to have multiple guys step up and step their game up. But in this world, in the realm we're playing in right now, I would rather have one.
At least one.
Give me one. We get one. I tell you what.
If you could have
off one. Off last year's team on defense, name a game breaker. I'll wait.
It was one of the safeties. It's towards the end of the season.
Game breaker? That means you
got a couple picks.
Yeah. You talking about Williams?
Yeah.
Gone.
Luke Reimer had some massive moments.
I think Reimer's a game.
A lot of pass breakups. I think he had an interception or two.
Okay, you got one.
Led Reimer. The team in tackles.
Yep.
Caleb Tanner at the end of the season was getting to the quarterback pretty regularly. Garrett Nelson was kind of that guy that at any moment could get past the tackle and get to the quarterback, and he's going to hype everybody up once he does it. Well, he's going to hype everybody up before he does it anyways. Well,
I'd rather him hype everybody up after he does it. And that's what I'm saying. Those guys that you just named have got to make plays. And they got to do it in the spring game. I don't want to hear, oh, it's just a spring game. No, doesn't matter what it is. You know, playmakers make plays whenever they play. Not, I'm going to save it for the season. You might not get a chance to play the season. So what you saving?
You never know what happens.
You don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, and you know, we've got a couple of clips from some of the coaches and players, but, you know, you got the tight end room that's been decimated with injuries.
You don't have your top four tight ends practicing.
That's all good, though. When is the best time for that to happen? During the season?
No.
Right.
I mean, the best time for it to happen is never, but I guess if you're going to take a good time, this would be it.
It's going
to
happen. Injuries going to happen. Do whole rooms get decimated? Sometimes, but you don't want to see that. But that's the reality that we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is tight ends are down. But you know the beautiful thing about football? Is you got 4 and 5 and 8 and 9 and 10. Linebackers got 16, 17 deep.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're deep, the younger guys got to be the DJs of the world got to be licking their chops saying, oh my gosh, I'm ready. They just left the door open for me. I'm serious. No one to me is safe out of those top four guys but one guy.
Vocalek.
That's it.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know that the other three guys behind him are safe.
Fedoni, Hickman, Brewington.
Yeah, I can't say that they're safe.
I mean, Brewington has like two plays that
I
he
like
is
Brewington.
In, that is his play.
I get it. My point is, if a younger guy comes in, steps up, plays at a high level, it will be hard to not throw him into the mix of things when the fall season starts.
I get you.
That's just where I'm at. But you know what? It's the captain to take it. We're on 93.7. Sponsored by Wingstop, 28th and Superior, 50th and O, 29th and Pine Lake. Listen, you can order, carry out, or delivery online at www.wingstop or www.wingstop.com. All types of different flavors, lemon pepper. Get my favorite. As for the spicy corn, bomb.com.
You love that corn.
The bomb.com. I get it every time I go. It's the captain, the ticket. We'll be right back.